the Angaza Forum podcast, where we engage in dynamic conversation with industry leaders and trailblazers on the profound impact of financial services in driving sustainable development and creating an equitable society. In this podcast series, we shine a spotlight on the vital role of women in the financial sector and their contributions to shaping a more inclusive and progressive financial sector. This podcast series complements our in-person convenings, which take place across Africa. Our next event will be held in Nairobi, Kenya, this October 16th and 17th. To register, visit our website at angazaforums.com. That is angazaforums.com. The integration of environmental, social, and governance ESG factors in financial decision-making can have a significant benefit for Africa. ESG considerations are increasingly recognized as essential drivers of sustainable development, and incorporating them into financial decisions can not only lead to a better risk management at institutional level, but also positive outcomes for businesses and society overall. By considering environmental factors such as climate change and resource efficiency, financial decision makers can identify opportunities for sustainable business models that can thrive in a changing global landscape. My name is Mwakaneno Gakweli, and the topic for today is ESG as a component of good governance, and we're happy to be joined by Catherine Musakali, co-founder, the Women on Boards Network Kenya. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you very much, Ali.
Catherine, you advise boards across the continent. Has ESG always been a boardroom agenda? And if not, could you walk us through how this became a mainstream conversation?
Thank you, Ali. A very interesting conversation indeed. And straight to answer your question, ESG has not always been a boardroom agenda, but it has come to the fore in the recent past. Let me step back a little bit and just tell you about the history of ESG, because my thesis is that ESG is not a new concept in Africa. It is just that we have dealt with bits and pieces of it at different times, depending on what is affecting us as a community. So when you think about it, we started way back with the ESG agenda, with a social pillar of ESG. If you remember those days when people would speak about, you know, CSR projects, sinking of boreholes in schools, setting up libraries for schools, etc. That was the social pillar of ESG. Albeit view of what ESG was. Then boom, we had some crises around governance, you know, when there was the global meltdown. Then people abandoned CSR and started talking about, you know, the role of boards and their influence on financial performance. Then we start talking about the environmental pillar because we realized, oh, Cape Town has no water. Oh, I don't know, there's drought. Oh, I don't know what. So we abandoned governance and started talking about the environmental pillar.
It's been like musical chairs.
Absolutely. So we started with the social pillar. We moved on to the governance pillar. Then now we are focused more on the environmental pillar. The beauty about the ESG concept as a whole is that it gives the board the opportunity to talk about each of those pillars at the same time. So for example, when we advise boards, we say to them, you know, have an ESG policy and an ESG strategy that talks about each of those pillars so that we don't have to wait for a crisis to focus on one pillar. So it is only about, you know, 5 years ago that boards woke up and said, you know, we need to speak about sustainability, because in my language, ESG equals sustainability. So boards then started saying, for us to be sustainable, we need to speak about the three pillars. But what I have found over time also is that boards will say they are focusing on ESG when in actual fact, they are focusing on either one or the other of the pillars. And it's important that boards focus on the three pillars at the same time.
Catherine, how can the integration of ESG factors through governance structures enhance performance?
Thank you, Ali. I think we should start by defining each of the pillars of ESG. The first pillar, which is the environmental pillar, would measure an organization's impact on living and non-living things. In other words, what you're doing in your company, how is it impacting the living and non-living space? The social pillar, on the other hand, measures an organization's capacity to generate trust and loyalty with stakeholders, you know, employees, customers, so on and so forth. And the third pillar, which is the governance pillar, would measure an organization's systems and processes and how the board makes decisions and how management implements those decisions. So if you think about it, for you to deliver on your mandate as a company, you must ensure that you're doing what is right with the environment. You must ensure that you have the license to operate from your stakeholders, employees, customers, and other stakeholders. But at the same time, you must have in place systems for risk management, systems for internal controls, systems in which the board makes decisions and management implements those decisions. And therefore, if we're going to talk about performance and improving performance in any way, we must ensure that that performance is anchored on an ESG strategy and an ESG framework that allows us to deliver on our strategy. And so when you think about performance and when you think about sustainability, you cannot avoid thinking about ESG. And the world over, in fact, when you look at across the world, there are organizations which have been shunned because they did not have an ESG strategy. We have come across investors who have said they're not going to invest in any company because that company does not have ESG practices. And so if you're looking, for example, for cheap capital, you must be able to demonstrate an ESG framework that is acceptable to investors. And when you think about the UN principles on responsible investing, which have around 1,500 signatories this time last year, all of those signatories who are controlling a lot of investments in the world are saying, one, we're not going to invest in any companies that don't have ESG principles. We are going to be active owners of ESG. We are going to incorporate ESG in our disclosures, so on and so forth. And therefore, if you want to deliver good performance, you cannot avoid ESG strategies.
How would you advise a listener who's interested in building capacity on this ESG topic? Where should they start?
Ali, ESG is very interesting. And it's interesting in the sense that many of us pick up matters to do with ESG, but without realizing that it is ESG. So if you are a company and you're listening, I would start by saying the first thing for you to do would be to get an ESG policy in place. And that ESG policy should then, you know, and you must ensure that it focuses on the three pillars: the environmental pillar, the social pillar, the governance pillar. That policy must be supported by an ESG strategy. What are you going to implement and how are you going to implement it? That ESG strategy, ESG policy must have measurable goals, because remember, what gets measured gets done. So if we don't ever hold ourselves accountable, we may never know. It's like, you know, you start off from this place, you're going to town center, but you have no clue where you're going. Unless you know where you're going, when you get lost, you will not know that you're lost. So we must have some goals, and we must hold ourselves accountable in terms of fulfilling those goals. So let me give you an example of one of the goals in a social pillar. So you start a business and you're saying, I'm going to have gender diversity on my board. When you say I'm going to have gender diversity on my board, what are the measurable goals that you're speaking about? Are you saying you're going to have 5 men versus 3 women? What exactly are you talking about?
It's asking so that yourself, how does this manifest?
How does this manifest? How do you hold yourself accountable? And what things are you telling your stakeholders to hold you accountable to as well? So organizations must have an ESG policy in place. Every board must ensure they have an ESG policy in place. That board must be supported. That policy must be supported by an ESG strategy. And that strategy must have goals. Each of those pillars, the three pillars, must have measurable goals in ESG.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts, Catherine. And a key takeaway for me is two things. One, we already have some aspects of ESG in organizations, but there's the need to sit down and intentionally create a strategy and streamline operations to make sure that we fulfill all three aspects, not just one over the other.
Absolutely, Ali. I go into organizations when I do governance auditing, and when I speak to people about ESG, they don't realize that they're actually doing ESG. It's just that they have never documented it. They have never put it all together. They have never, you know, thought about it as ESG. So they say we are going to have gender parity, we are going to use solar energy, but they never really talk about, you know, this is ESG. We are doing ESG. So it's important that you realize what you're doing so that you know exactly what you need to do going forward.
And as we wrap up this conversation, what are your last words on this topic of ESG, and especially how organizations can look at it going forward?
You know, ESG is about achieving the goals of current generations, the desires of the current generations, without negatively impacting future generations. So what I would say is this, that ESG is here to stay, and ESG is the responsibility of each and every one of us. And it starts from home, by the way. It starts from how are we using our energy sources? How are we using our water sources? How are we interacting with our neighbors? Because now we are going into the social pillar. How are we, you know, what sort of rules do we have within the family? Because then we are going into the governance pillar. Then that percolates into the business environment. And so I would say that each one of us needs to understand what ESG is so that they know their role in terms of implementing the things that we need to implement in each of the pillars of ESG. I would also say this, Ali, that organizations must focus on the three pillars. Please don't wait for a crisis to focus on one or other of the pillars. Focus on the three pillars and you are bound to be sustainable in the future.
Thank you so much for sharing those tips. And again, we look forward to hearing more from you at the Angaza Forum, which will take place on the 16th and 17th of October in Nairobi. For more information about the Angaza Forum, visit www.angazaforums.com. You can also interact with us on LinkedIn and X at Angaza Forum. Catherine, thank you so much, and we're happy to have you here.
It was a pleasure, Ali. Thank you for having me.